So, dear God, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for bringing us together here that we can celebrate you and speak through us today and bless our week. Amen. So, this is Jeremiah 1, 1 through 19. Yeah, that's the wrong scripture, but that's fine. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah during the reign. It takes place in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah, and through the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, down to the 5th month of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, when the people of Jerusalem went into exile. That's when it takes place. So this is the call of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am too young.' You must go to everyone I send you to say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." So this is talking about when God is bringing Jeremiah and being like, "You're going to prophesy to the Israelites." And the first thing that Jeremiah says is that, "I am too young to do this." And he's hesitant to do it, obviously, at first. And you can correlate that really easily to Exodus with Moses and the burning bush, when you have them, when he sees the burning bush, and you have God talking to him, and Moses being like, "I can't speak, I'm not good enough for this." And you see that as a pattern throughout the whole Bible, kind of, how he always chooses underdogs, in a way, to be the speakers. And in that way, I think that that is a true test of his heart, too, because he chooses people who aren't confident. So then it really tests their faith, and that's how I see it. So, and it's the same thing where God, dang, I lost it. Okay. Because you have it here. God doesn't care about your age, gender, or how well you speak. He cares about your heart. And, okay. So now you have, and you see that development with Moses too, how he becomes a very scared person into a very powerful person by the end of Exodus. And while Jeremiah didn't, like, fight and stuff, or he might have, I don't know. But you see him develop, too, and it's always neat to see, like, the beginning and the end. So, and then you have, "The word of the Lord came to me, 'What do you see, Jeremiah?' 'I see the branch of an almond tree,' I replied. The Lord said to me, 'You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see what my word is for, that my word is fulfilled.' The word of the Lord came to me again, 'What do you see?' 'I see a pot that is boiling,' I answered. 'It is tilting toward us from the north.' The Lord said to me, 'From the north, disaster will be poured out on all who live in the land. I am about to summon all the peoples of the northern kingdoms, declares the Lord. Their kings will come and set up their thrones in the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. They will come against all her surrounding walls and against all the towns of Judah. I will pronounce my judgments on my people because of their wickedness in forsaking me and burning incense to other gods and worshiping with what their hands have made. Get yourself ready, stand up, and say to them, 'Whatever I command you, do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord.'" So there you see the prophecy that God has given Jeremiah, and you see the prophecy fulfilled. And once again, it's the same thing with Moses. God tells Moses exactly what's going to happen, and it happens. And then you see it with Jeremiah. He tells Jeremiah exactly what's going to happen, and it happens. And you see God's promise through that, and you see his faithfulness to us and to his people. And you see his faithfulness and compassion, too, because in the Old Testament, God is also kind of seen as the harsh God, and then like the bad parent or like the bad cop, and in the New Testament, he's this good one. But in through the Israelites, yeah, that generation that fled Israel wasn't allowed into the Promised Land. Sorry, but their generations were, and that is a promise to the parents, because parents only ever want what's best for their children. So he still kept that promise to them, and he blessed their generations. And you see that in Jeremiah. He's like saying, this is what will happen, and my people will be free. And you see God's heart. Like, when I read this, I could, like, feel God's love for his people in Jeremiah. And it was very beautiful. So, yeah, that's it.